Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Appleton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Appleton. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Kress reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Averill steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Levy reaches second base with a double. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Shultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Goslin scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Kress moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Com scores. Appleton moves to third. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Appleton. Burnett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Farrell hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Farrell scores. Levy goes all the way around to score. Schult moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Levy strikes out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawson is hit by the pitch. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up Lawson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Browns. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground for a single. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Levy. Vosmick moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Vosmick scores. Seeds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.